The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We have been talking about moving into this new house for a minute, but I actually want to focus on an item of clothing that I refuse to donate. It's Monday morning. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on with myself, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, my husband, and Anthony A., who has the day off. So, Otto, there's this lace halter top that I found.
I know what you're talking about.
And I donated a lot of clothes, and I really hadn't worn this top in a minute. But I couldn't donate it because I specifically remember you feeling me up while I was wearing it.
Oh, wow.
And it was just a memory that I wanted to hold on to. We were hot and heavy, beginning of our relationship. And not just that, the shirt is cute. The shirt is cute. So I'm like, why would you even donate this shirt?
The reason you're holding on to it is because I put the moves on you while you were wearing it.
It's not that. It's because it invoked a feeling. There are certain things that I won't donate, that I won't throw away because of a feeling it gives me. I don't believe in holding on to a lot. And you know that.
Dana is the opposite of a hoarder.
Literally, I want to live a minimalist life. But if it makes me feel some type of way, I'm keeping it. For instance, my old Kindle.
The original electronic book?
For reading. Why does that make me feel some type of way? Because I could afford it. It was the first time I bought like a piece of electronics that was over $100.
I was going to say, you still have that thing for what?
It doesn't even work, does it? Yes. If I charge it, it'll work. But it's the feeling I get of knowing, oh, I remember buying it thinking, man, this is over $100 and I could afford it. You know what I mean? Is there something you hold on to automatic besides everything, but specifically because this man here,
I'm the hoarder of the family.
If you didn't have me in your life, it would just be a trash can.
Ew.
But is there something that you hold on to because it makes you feel some type of way?
Well, I mean, between us, I have the Sad Sam doll that I've kept since Ava was born.
It's a stuffed dog with a sad face named Sad Sam. I gave birth to our daughter, Ava Matic, and you sent me flowers, and Sad Sam was holding them. And that does make me feel special when I look in your closet and he's up there. He has like his own shrine.
Yeah, I kept all of our daughter, Ava Matic's baby shoes. But my problem is I like to keep like studio equipment, stuff that doesn't even work anymore. Because I've been doing this for a minute, and I have mixers from the early 2000s. I mean, I've got speakers that I haven't used in years.
But they don't make you feel good. They just take up space.
But they're part of the memory. So like all those mixtapes I used to make back in the day, that's why I can't get rid of my 8-track.
I'm not exactly sure what an 8-track is, but here's a piece of advice. Keep the mixtape. Get rid of the 8-track.
I just feel like it's throwing away like my own personal history.
But you're not throwing it away. You can give it to somebody. You can take it to a pawn shop.
But it means absolutely nothing to those people. And in all honesty, it's probably worth at this point. But for me, it's all the memories of when I started working as a DJ.
So what are we going to do with it? It doesn't fit in the house.
It's going to go into a museum someday, Dan. Okay? You don't realize that?
The Museum of Old Trash. National Day, DJ Automatic.
Today's the beginning of Passover Day. Shout out to all the Jewish homies. It's also National Jelly Bean Day. Do you got a favorite jelly bean?
No. I don't like jelly beans.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up on something that you love, I love, we all love. It's Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. And speaking of trash, I don't like it when people get mad at folks who love Earth and worry about climate change. Don't you want to keep Earth safe? Don't you want to keep Earth clean? Earth is like a big house. If you trash her, nobody's going to be able to live here, just like a hoarder.
Facts.
So keep Earth clean, please.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You're at the gym every day, you're eating less, and you're still gaining weight. You're probably drinking your calories.
Mm.
Talk about it here at a fat club. I did it for a long time. I used to be 60 plus pounds heavier. If you've never listened to the Dana Cortez Show with myself, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A., you might not know that. People are sometimes shocked when they see my before pictures, which I would love to show you if I had my Instagram, but I still don't.
You can put them up on the Dana Cortez Show page.
Okay, go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram to check out those before and afters. I used to drink 12 Dr. Peppers every single day for years until I ended up in the hospital.
I'm surprised your kidney survived.
That's what the doctor told me. And I got so sick drinking those calories. And the thing is, when you're drinking it, you don't understand that all that sugar means weight. So maybe you are eating better. Maybe you've stopped eating the dozen donuts. I'm inserting my own lifestyle back in the day. I used to sit down automatic. You saw me knock down a dozen during an office meeting.
I watched Dana transform her body.
Transform my lifestyle. I eat differently. I move differently. I cook differently. Any coffee spot, when you pull up, the Dutch folks and the big bucks and whatnot, and you put all of these macchiatos and blah, blah, blah. Thousands of calories are being consumed in the form of liquid, which doesn't make you feel full. So then you're ordering fast food and you're making breakfast and you're wondering what's happening, why I'm eating better. You're drinking your calories.
Think about it. If your daily caloric intake is supposed to be about 1,500 calories
to 2,500, depending on your size.
Yeah, exactly. And you're drinking something that has 1,000 calories.
You're done with half your whole day.
Exactly. Once you have that meal, you're already past your caloric intake for the day.
And most of us live a sedentary lifestyle. That means we just sit all day. We don't have our kids outside playing. And I know damn well, most of us don't go outside anymore. We take walks every day. I do it. It's part of my lifestyle. It makes me feel better. It's good for the dogs. It's good for the mental, for your mind, to get a little sun on your face every now and then. Put sunblock on.
And, you know, so we're talking about coffee. If you're drinking alcohol, that's a whole
other thing.
I mean, I know you see these things. Oh, it's a light beer. It's only got 100 calories in it. But if you have four of them, that's 400 calories.
And then you're going to eat, and then you're going to snack, and then you're going to order the tapas, too. Got to have some appetizers with
that,
right?
A Long Island iced tea has 800 calories in it.
What are we in college here? Did you
A margarita has 800 calories in it.
Another drink that people consume that probably don't think about the caloric intake is juice. I remember going to the pediatrician appointment with our firstborn daughter, Ava Matic. I have three daughters, so I was already a mother twice before I had Ava Matic with DJ Automatic. And I said to him, because he was like, we're not going to buy her apple juice or orange juice. I said, no.
I always thought that was normal. That you just give your kid juice.
No, you give your kid the apple slices. You give your kid the orange slices. The juice is just sugar. And so, your body processes it differently. The fiber is needed to make you feel fuller and so that you don't go into like sugar shock, basically.
So when we were sitting in that doctor's office and that doctor told us, whatever you do, don't give your kid juice.
And I'd already told you that before.
I was like, why? I don't, because I always thought if juice is healthy.
Bad. It's not healthy for you. I'm not saying you can't ever have a glass of juice, but sticking juice inside of a bottle and putting it in your baby's mouth is setting them up for failure later in life because that sugar addiction begins early. All right, we got a caller on line two. Go ahead with your story.
Well, I ended up in the hospital because I tried to leave Coke.
What happened?
My body's so used to it, is addicted to it, that I tried to leave it and my body just went into shock and I ended up in the hospital.
You had withdrawal symptoms because of the amount of soda you were drinking.
Yep. I can't leave it. I have to take it at least once a day.
Have you tried to wean yourself off and drink maybe half a soda a day?
Oh, trust me. I'm doing a lot better. I used to sleep with a 2-liter Coke next to me.
Oh my gosh.
If I don't drink it, if I don't have at least a little bit, I'll get migraines.
You get addicted to caffeine. That's why when we stop drinking coffee, we get headaches. We talked about how Coke has infiltrated the Latino community. Coke is number one, like in Mexico and all the, I'm not kidding.
And you know which one is the best? Which one is that I love the best? It's the Mexican Coke in a bottle.
I'm not going to lie. My mouth started watering right now when I thought about it. Just remember, don't drink your calories. Look, everything in moderation, right? Especially if you're trying to get healthy. We're just trying to educate you here in the Fat Club.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, let's get your psychic reading read on the radio. It is time for What's Your Sign with Seer Madi. Hey, Madi!
What's good?
Happy Monday. I feel good this week. I feel better than last week. I feel like things are clearing up. I don't know, though. You're the expert here. So before we get our spiritual forecast, let's get our reading going. Go ahead.
My name's Therese Murphy. I wanted to have a reading. Very interested to know some details about my love life. I hope you can call me back. I'll keep trying. Have a great day.
Madi, when we do What's Your Sign, the phones go crazy. So I know that you can feel her energy just through the voice message she left. What's up with her love life?
So I do see that she's been having, obviously, struggles. And I say obviously because she wouldn't be asking what's going on if she knew exactly what was going on, right?
Exactly.
But I do see her meeting somebody. I do have a little warning for her, though. This person, it does feel like they're not really great at communication. And that's something that she's going to find out as she gets to know them. This is a person that more than likely is linked to her career in some way, whether she's at the job now that she's going to meet this person or eventually going to move to another job. I do see this individual not always being upfront. They're not bad. It just feels like at the beginning, they're hard to get to know.
All right. So keep your heart open, girl, but be wary in everything you do,
absolutely.
Love or jobs or whatever. So what about her spiritual forecast for the rest of us? How's this week looking?
We're moving into a new season when it comes to our money, and that's for the whole collective. shift, I do feel that we're going to become more aware of our inner power to make more money, finding new ways of making money, new streams of income. Ideas are going to be popping into our mind, and I feel that this is a really good thing. However, we've just come out of a really big, difficult cycle. We're still lingering in that energy, so our energy is very tender, if you will. Think yes. about like a snake that sheds its skin. When the skin is shed, the new skin is really thin, so the snake goes underground to build the toughness back again. And so we're in that phase right now of building that toughness, but I see good financial future coming in, and this is an initiation into a new life.
I agree wholeheartedly. After the pandemic, people were fearful. I think finally, for the first time in a very long time, we feel financially secure and like things are growing again. Whereas for a long time, the whole world felt shut down and collectively afraid, right? Financially.
Absolutely. And like I said, as a collective, we're one. We're living through these things at the same time, all of us. Obviously, different things are happening to each individual person, but we're all going through the same seasons.
All right. If you'd like a reading with Sirmati, please call us up 877-730-DCS1. If you heard our caller earlier, you realize that during this segment, the phones just blow up. Leave a message and we'll get you a reading with Mati, just like we did her. And of course, every Monday, we welcome you. We thank you. Mati, we'll talk to you next week. We love you. Woo!
Love you.
Ow.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake just called out Kendrick Lamar with a Dr. Dre beat and Tupac on the track. We're going to play some audio for you right now. This and more, it's a beefy weekend. Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian at it too. All right, best gossip, Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
Friend of the show, Machine Gun Kelly celebrating today. Marshawn Lynch, a.k.a. Beast Mode, and Jack Nicholson's birthday today as well.
All right, so let's talk about Taylor Swift. She has a new song out called Thank You, Amy. In the title, K-I-M are the only letters that are capitalized, which I think is, you know, hey, Kim Kardashian, take a listen.
And so I changed your name and any real defining clues. And one day, your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you.
Okay, so what do you think?
I think that Taylor Swift hates Kim Kardashian with everything. Ounce of her soul.
I don't know if she hates her.
I think her mom wants to fight Kim Kardashian.
Well, I mean,
this is the first time I've ever looked up a Taylor Swift song and actually listened to it. And I will say this, Taylor's got a pen. She's got bars.
I guess so. Because to have your kids singing the song, that cuts deep.
It's the deepest cut we've had in this whole beef season so far.
Thanks. All right, so Drake dropped a diss track. You say it's not really a diss track. You feel like it's more of like...
It was a taunt.
Like a calculated taunt, you think, to Kendrick Lamar?
And I'm not going to lie, I felt like it was kind of genius to use AI like this.
Okay, so the song is called Taylor Made. Take a listen to Pac's verse.
Told me the spirit of Machiavelli is alive, and then looking under 5'5", so it's got to be you.
Okay, that was a little snippet of what Pac said, and Snoop Dogg's on the track. Snoop responded by just basically saying, what? He did what? And went back to bed, had his silk bonnet on. What do you think about this? You know, is it disrespectful? He used a Dr. Dre beat. He used two of the most infamous people in West Coast hip-hop of all time. And then he laid his own verse down. Disrespectful or diabolical genius?
Both. I think Drake loves the sport of hip hop and he wants Kendrick to come out and play. And of course he's going to taunt him by saying, you can't drop because your boss Taylor Swift's album just came out and she gave you a record label and you can't go against her.
A lot of people don't even know that.
Yeah, you people don't know that. But I mean, I think Kendrick's got something coming. It's just, come on, Kendrick, let's go.
But you know what Drake said? It doesn't matter whether Drake or Kendrick, whoever, Taylor Swift going to have that number one album no matter what.
Yeah, shout out to Taylor Swift. Biggest gangster in the music game right now.
Sorry, it's facts.
All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taco Bell employees out here saving babies. Seriously, the food news is good today. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. All right, so first hashtag is a serious one. 18-year-old Alex Ye of Maryland was arrested last week after authorities were tipped off by an unidentified person from his outpatient psychiatric treatment center that Ye intended on committing a mass shooting at a school.
Oh.
Now, once investigators went into his home, they found a 129-page manifesto manifesto detailing his plans. One person who actually saw something, said something, as we're told to do, had a gut feeling, and probably saved a lot of lives.
Salute to them.
Yeah, I really think that we need to understand that this is a different day and age. If you have a gut feeling about somebody, if somebody's saying they're going to do something, tell.
Believe them.
Really, for real. So salute to the gentleman who actually did that. Now, food news, DJ Automatic.
Well, I got a great, very positive story out of Taco Bell in Pennsylvania. Manager Becky Arbaugh performed chest compressions on 11-month-old baby Miles after he was struggling to breathe. So here's the story. Mom is coming from picking up prescriptions for Miles because he's sick. She decides, you know what? I'm going to grab some Taco Bell before I go home.
Mom's tired. Yeah, I get it.
The baby stops breathing while she's in line.
No.
The manager sees this. She had a baby who went through the exact same thing. So she throws down her headset, runs outside, grabs the baby, starts giving that baby some chest compressions, gets the baby breathing. The ambulance shows up. Baby Miles is doing fine.
She saved baby Miles' life.
Baby Miles was blue and lifeless, and she brought him back.
I've got chills right now. Shout out to the manager of Taco Bell. Man, I'm pulling up today. Extra fire sauce, please. Extra fire sauce. Oh, that's such a great thing. National Day, DJ Automatic.
National Girl Scout Day.
Oh, shout out to the Girl Scouts. We do a lot with them throughout the year. And I know they're famous for the cookies, and that's great. But they do a lot more than just cookies. We actually visited one of their facilities. If you don't have your kids in Girl Scouts, it's a different game today. These young women are like little entrepreneurs.
It was inspiring to think that these little girls are going to be running our country pretty soon here.
Thank you. I feel safe now.
And last, we're going to shout out Earth Day. Today is Worldwide Earth Day.
I think this is so important, and I don't understand the arguments between people who are for climate change, against climate change. What does it matter? Don't we want to keep the earth clean? It always boggles my mind that people are like, trash the earth, or why are you mad at folks that want to keep it clean?
Or constantly just taking and not giving back. I love your analogy that you use about the house with the earth.
Okay, so here's my thing. If you have a big house, you can trash it for a while, but pretty soon, that house will get filled with trash and you can't live inside it anymore. We have to go back to our ancestors. When they would take something, they would give something back to Mother Earth. Everybody's like, the earth, the planet's going to die. Planet's going to be fine. We're the ones that are going to die. Take care of Mother Earth.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.